In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third day of the Feast of the Cross. And the readings also today are about the cross and how the believer, in order to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, they must carry their cross and follow the Lord. That's why the reading today is from the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 14, which explains to us the three requirements of discipleship. The Lord said there are three requirements of discipleship. The first requirement is denying one's self, denying self-gratification, accepting to be the servant of all and the last of all. When the Lord Jesus Christ said, if anybody wants to be my disciple, he should hate his father, mother, brother, sister, even himself. And what he should hate here? Of course, we should not hate one another, because the Lord also taught us how to love one another, sacrificial love. But hate here is directed toward the self-gratification and the self-benefit that I gain from this relationship. And sometimes this self-gratification or self-gain stand as an obstacle to my love toward God or my love toward the other. For example, when God called Abraham, he left everything. He left his family. He left his land and followed God. We hear also in the story of the martyrs how Mother Dulagi and Mother Rifa offered their children as sacrifices to God, offered their children in martyrdom. They encouraged their children to be martyrs. So they did not allow the self-satisfaction or the self-benefit from this relationship to be an obstacle towards the salvation of their children. That's why the Lord said the first requirement, you need to deny even yourself, to deny any relationship can stand as an obstacle in your relationship with God. And unfortunately, we see right now many people actually prefer these relationships more than the relationship with God. Many youth, they are encountered with sinful relationships, and they prefer to continue in these relationships more than the relationship with God. The second requirement is to deny the pleasures and to accept to walk in the road of suffering, the road of cross. As the Lord said, if you want to be my disciple, carry your cross and follow me. Accepting to suffer for the Lord. As we read, all those who want to live godly in Jesus Christ will suffer. The Lord did not deceive us and did not promise us a life free of suffering or free of pain. He told us clearly that the door is narrow and the way is difficult, but the end of this way is the eternal glory. So yes, we will suffer, but all this suffering will be ended in eternal glory. And the third requirement is to stay away from materialism, from love of money. When he said, unless he sell all he had, he cannot be my disciple. selling all what we have is don't put our trust in money or in our position, but to put our trust in God. We use the money, but the money does not use us. The money does not occupy our heart, because our heart is the throne of God. Then, actually, the Lord said, these are the requirements, but did you calculate the cost? Many people started as disciples, but later on, they lost their commitment, and they did not continue in their discipleship with God. That's why He gave us two metaphors. The first one, if you are building a tower, you need first to calculate and to count the cost. Can you afford it or not? And the second is about war. If there is an enemy coming to you with 20,000, are you going to be able to meet him with 10,000 or not? So the Lord told us that you need to count the cost, calculate the cost. Because when you lose your commitment, you will be like salt that lost its flavor, its saltiness. The Lord, after He spoke about, you know, counting the cost, He spoke about salt is good. What is the relation here? He is telling us you are the salt of the world. But when you lose your commitment, when you did not follow the road of discipleship, when you don't follow what you decided and what you commit to follow from the beginning, then you will be like salt that lost its flavor. Salt is good. Why salt is good? Actually, salt was very valuable in the ancient times, to the extent that they used in the Roman Empire to give the wages in salt. This was the wages. And it was called salarium. And from this word salarium came the word salary. Salary is derived from the word salarium, because in the Roman Empire they used actually to pay the people and to give them salt as wages. That's how the salt was very valuable. When the Lord said to us, you are the salt of the world, and salt is good, because salt has different abilities. Salt has preserving ability. It's used as preservative. And Christian in the world, actually, they have preserving ability. You remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? God said to Abraham, if there are 10 persons in Sodom, I will not destroy the city. So 10 righteous people can preserve the city. So when we do not lose our saltiness, and when we continue to be disciples of the Lord, because of the righteous and the believers who are living in the world, God will preserve the world. Also, salt has penetrating ability. When you put some salt in water or in any liquid, it dissolves and penetrates. Which means, yeah, the children of God should spread in order to testify, in order to preach the word of God to everybody. And we see how the 12 disciples and the 72 spread all over the world. They went to every region in the world and they preached the word of God. And actually, they converted the whole world into Christianity. That's the penetrating ability of the salt. Also, salt has purifying ability. Purifying ability, because salt actually can kill bacteria and microbes. So, again, the believers, when they live in the world, By their purity, they purify the whole world. By their life, they can actually purify and kill sin and evil around them. We see how when Philip went to Samaria, he was able actually to convert the whole city and to kill the evil in this city. Even a sorcerer in this city believed and followed Christ. And we read in Acts chapter 19 how all those who believed, actually they burned all the books that they used in magic. So salt has purifying ability, and the children of God living in the world also, they can purify the world. Salt also has pleasing ability. If you taste any food without salt, it doesn't have taste. But when you season the food with salt, it becomes pleasant. In the same way, the Christian in the world are seasoning the world. Their presence make everybody around them happy. That's why St. Paul said, let your words be seasoned with salt. The Christian, they don't speak harmful words, they don't hurt others, but their words are comforting, their words are consoling to others, their words are full of grace, to give grace to the listeners. Also, souls has promoting ability. And I mean by promoting ability, actually when we eat something salty, we feel we are thirsty and we need to drink water. In the same way, the presence of the Christian in the world make the world hunger and thirst for righteousness. Because when they see how the children of God are different, everybody will be hungry. Everybody will want to follow the righteousness of Christ. And we read in the book of Acts how the Christians, although in the beginning they were few in number, but the rest of the city, when they saw the grace of God, they became also hunger and thirst for righteousness. And God added to the church every day those who were saved. Also, salt has poisoning ability. When we put salt in excessive amount, it can actually poison the land. In the same way, the Christian can kill the evil in the world completely, and they can eradicate any ungodly intentions and any ungodly behavior within themselves and also in others. That's why the Lord said salt is good. And God is expecting from us as the salt of the world to have this mission in the world. But if the salt lost its saltiness, it will become useless. And the Lord said it will be useless for the land and also for the dunghill. It will be useless for the land and for the dunghill. Useless for the land because the salt cannot anymore kill the weeds. And useless for the dunghill, as you know, they used to add salt to the dung in order actually to increase its fertilizing ability. So when we add salt to the dung, the fertilizing ability of the dung will increase. But when the salt loses its flavor, cannot be used for land or even for dunghill. What dunghill represent and what does the land represent? The land represents the peaceful time, and the dunghill represents the difficult time. The Christian have benefit. because of their saltness during the peaceful time and during the difficult time. In the difficult time, they actually, as the salt increase the fertilizing ability, we reap as much as they oppressed them, actually they flourished and grew. So during the difficult time, by their testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ, actually they will flourish and they will grow. And we see and we read in the history of martyrs like Saint Abanu, when actually they tortured him, 8,000 persons from Samannud believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. So during the difficult time, the salt and its flavor will increase the testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. And during the peaceful time, the Christian will actually testify for the Lord. They preserve the world, they spread among the non-believer, they purify the world, they will comfort the world by their comforting and pleasing words, and also they promote hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we lose our flavor, as the Lord said, it will be useless and it will be thrown out and be trodden by or trampled upon by men, because now it is useless. When the salt loses its flavor, and how the salt loses its flavor? Actually, the salt loses its flavor when it is contaminated with dust. That is how the salt, or dirt, that's how the salt loses its flavor. So once we are contaminated and we are conformed to be like the children of the world, we will lose our testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we need to keep our salt pure. We should not be contaminated, and we should not be infected by the ungodliness in the world around us. So on the third day of the cross, the church reminds us that you are called to be a disciple, and one of the requirements of the discipleship is to carry your cross and to suffer for Christ. And being a disciple, actually you are doing your mission as salt of the earth, being a disciple of Christ. But if you lose your saltness, then the person will be useless in the peaceful time and also in the difficult time, and will be used for nothing except to be trodden upon by men. May God, through the power of the cross, help us to keep ourselves pure from any contamination and to keep our testimony for God. Always glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.